relying on six-spotted thrips to beat back on those damaging mites during almond hull split. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. David Haviland is a UC Cooperative Extension Farm Advisor specializing in entomology and pest management.
Well, we did some probability tables, and what that showed is if you had three thrips per card, there was no change in mite density in 14 days. So I've taken the mites out of the equation, just looking at cards.
Now, these cards he's talking about are trap cards, where they capture thrips or mites.
Three per card, no change in mites in 14 days. So that same number at three per card, the mites were lower 70% of the time in those orchards after 14 days.
And that's really significant, 70% lower. And of course, it's due to the thrips predation on those mites.
And in the orchards that weren't in that 77%, you know, the 23 other percent, mites did not go off the chart. They were up a tiny bit, and by 21 days, they were down. So we're recommending this three per card is a nice threshold.
If you're in that hull split and beyond category,
and you're seeing some mites and you're thinking, do I need to spray or not? I'm just telling you, if you're finding three per card on the thrips, walk away. You do not need to treat. If you're at a treatment threshold and you're not seeing thrips on the card, absolutely. That's justification for a miticide, and there's lots of options available.
So always monitor for those six-spotted thrips, a great predator for spider mites. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.